Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. Thank you for listening whenever I post a new message. And just wanted to share a quick nugget with you all. And first, before I do, I want to thank you all for listening to my podcast. Guys, you are all over the world. And all of my listeners, more than 75% of my listeners are international. I am just so truly grateful and just honored that you would even tune in to hear whatever it is that I want to share with you. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so, so much. And again, you know, I'm a person who likes to give messages and encouragement and wisdom when I do have something to give. I do say a lot of the same things, and hopefully it still encourages your heart, even when I say it over and over again, you know, sometimes just to keep going and to keep on your journey. Keep believing God, keep trusting in your path, right? And what I wanted to talk about is the alchemist, being the one who can help transform your own life. And one thing I love about alchemy is that it puts the power in your hands and it aligns with free will. Your free will to choose, to make decisions, to use wisdom. Wisdom was with God when he created the earth. And so he was able to use that to create the earth, the wisdom, the knowledge he had gained to make a decision about how this thing should be or how it should be created. And I just want to encourage you that, yes, you have free will to choose and to trust your decision-making skills and abilities. You know, I think what it is that sometimes people don't trust their own intuition, their ability to make decisions, to be that alchemist that they need to be in their lives. And I think that is because they don't have enough trust in God. You know, with God, you can harness that true alchemy and really make changes and waves in your life that need to happen for you the way that it ought to, or that would be favorable, right? A beautiful, wonderful, favorable outcome for your life with God, and to make the necessary changes that need to be made. You can do that. You have that power. And I think that's the beautiful thing, is to know that you actually have the power to do this. God gave it to you. You have it. Within your grasp, you have that. And I am just so grateful and honored that God would see fit to give us that type of power, that we can harness that and we can make positive changes and outcomes happen in our world, our existence, our life. And so I just want to encourage you guys out there that if this is what you are attempting to do, trying to do, wanting to do, to just do it, you know, to make the decision and be okay with the decisions that you make. You know, some people don't make decisions because they don't trust themselves. And one of the things that I believe is a big key factor, even in manifestation and alchemy, and just being able to create certain things in your own existence, in your own world, is trusting yourself. Being able to trust your wisdom, the wisdom that you've already gained, trust and implement that into your life and see it unfold for you and the favorable outcomes that will happen, right? That is something that I think that most people should really attempt to do. Some people don't do it. They don't want to make decisions. They don't want to. They don't want to make decisions. They don't want to have to be responsible for the outcome. Oh my gosh. I didn't want to stay on here. I'm sorry. I just said that, and that just made me just think there's so many places I can go with that. Oh my goodness. Some people don't like making decisions because they don't want to be responsible for the outcome. They don't want to have the responsibility of saying, well, this didn't work out, or this worked out, or, oh, I made the decision and it failed, or this didn't happen. Instead of being willing to say, okay, I made that decision, and you know what? It really may not have been a good decision to make, but I'm going to try to make better ones. Oh, I made this decision. It was a great one. And look at the outcome. You're going to get both. You're going to get both, but you cannot be afraid to make decisions. And that is why it's important to seek wisdom daily so that you can make right decisions, right? You can begin to do something that's going to shift and change the outcomes, right? And so that's the difference. And that's what it is. It's kind of like, you know, trusting the decision maker, you, right? God leaves things up to us a lot of times, and we sometimes won't do or move. Oh God, what should I do here? And he's already given you the power to make the decision through wisdom, through understanding him. And we should lean on that more, you know, and trust ourselves more as we make these decisions, as we begin to make positive changes in our world and our life, just to allow these things to unfold and just see the beauty in making sound decisions, right? Doing our best to, at least. Do your best to do that, at least, right? For your own life, for where you're going. And don't be afraid to go higher, you know? Man, don't be afraid to elevate. Sometimes that can be scary when you're used to being in a certain place for so long, when you're used to being at a certain level for so long, and it's what you know, right? It's what you know. You're used to that. And honestly, don't be afraid to go higher, to shift the trajectory of where you want your life to go. Do not be afraid of that. Allow yourself to go there, you know, to really push certain boundaries for yourself, just you, and say, I want to go higher. I got to do something different. I have to shift this. I am the alchemist. I am the one who can make this happen, and I got to make this happen. You know, and so I want that for you. If you have been thinking about making any type of positive changes in your world, in your life, you know, I just want to encourage you in that, to say, listen, you can do this. You can absolutely do that. And don't be afraid to go higher. Don't be afraid to allow God to expand your mind, how you think, to show you things, to encourage you, to shift you into understanding that you're the alchemist. You're the one that can help make these things happen in your world, in your life. With God, with God's help, you can do anything. Anything is possible for you. You know, and so I want to encourage you in that. I want to encourage you to believe in your dreams. As I'm encouraging you guys, I want you to know I'm encouraging myself. Because, man, sometimes things happen and it almost comes to destroy the dream, the vision, the goal, the idea, the plan. What you want to put into creation, you know, things happen or don't happen that can cause you to be discouraged behind the vision, the dream, the goal, the plan, you know. And understand that if your goals and vision align with God's will, because we have free will to choose, sometimes it doesn't mean that it may happen. It may not happen, right? It may not happen the way you have planned it out. It may not happen how you had hoped. But know that as long as you are on the right path, that you keep your heart right, that you continue on your journey, your path, you continue to use wisdom and align, those things that are for you will fall in line for you. They will absolutely fall in line for you. I am a believer of that. I am encouraged in that. I am excited about that. The alignment of the things that are for me. It's for me. Nobody else but me. You feel me? I'm so excited about that. You know, if you're a dreamer like I am, man, you know, these dreams, boy, I'm like, listen, I would love, oh my goodness, for my dreams to come true. Excuse me, I'm believing for my dreams to come true. Excuse me. I am encouraged about my dreams coming true. There is nothing that is keeping me from believing in these things from happening for me. And I believe that for you. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged and know that what is for you will not pass you by. Oh my gosh. What God has for you will not pass you by. When it is yours, it's going to align. I believe that you align, so what is for you can align, and it's not going to pass you by. It's for you. So I encourage you to stay encouraged in that. Continue to use wisdom so that you can be the alchemist. You can be the one that helps to make these positive changes happen in your life. And you can see it happen in this lifetime. Now, this here, while we're here now. So I'm excited for you. Thank you so much for listening again. And this will be up on YouTube. I haven't been on YouTube as much. I'm just kind of moving these messages over. But if you're on YouTube, my channel is E Marie Now. Please continue to listen to this podcast, but you can also follow me there. And you can also listen to me there if you'd like. But I just truly thank you all for listening. And I cannot wait to expand this podcast even more and hopefully be able to connect with some of you listeners in these different countries. Oh my goodness. I would love to know your feedback. You can email me at emarienow5@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Again, emarienow5@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email, a message. Let me know your thoughts about this podcast, what you would like to hear. What are some of your questions? I would love to answer some of your questions on some of the episodes on the podcast, and we can talk about some things. So whatever you may want to ask, please, please do. emarienow5@gmail.com. So emarienow5@gmail.com. Have a great night, everyone. This is Ellen Marie, your host for Motivation for Life. Have a great night.